How do I get remission? The term remission describes the early and complete end of your sentence based on good behaviour during the sentence. Remission means you can earn up to one quarter off your whole sentence by good behaviour. For example, if your sentence is 24 months long, remission means you can get out in 18 months, 6 months earlier. Your sentence must be longer than 1 month to qualify for remission. You cannot get remission if you are serving a life sentence or if you are in prison as a debtor or because of contempt of court. In practice, remission is automatic if you do not commit an offence in prison. The Minister for Justice may decide to grant longer remission. They may be up to one-third of your sentence if you show further good behaviour by getting involved in authorised, structured activities so that the Minister is satisfied that you are less likely to re-offend and you are better able to go back into the community. A third off a 24-month sentence would mean you could leave prison 8 months earlier. Prisoners released on remission, having served their sentence, usually don't have any form of community supervision. What is parole and how does the parole system work? The term parole describes temporary release for more serious offences with longer sentences, including life sentences. The parole board only reviews the cases of prisoners serving life sentences and sentences of 7 years or more. Usually, the board tries to review individual cases halfway through your sentence or after 7 years, whichever comes first. The parole board's main role is to manage long-term prison sentences so that prisoners are given the best opportunity to rehabilitate themselves, and advise the Minister for Justice on the administration of such sentences. Before the parole board can review your case, it must first be referred to the board by the minister. If you are on temporary release, parole, you are on licence. This means that if you are granted parole or temporary release, after you are released, conditions may apply, such as supervision by the probation service. If you do not follow these conditions, you could be called back into prison and have to serve the remainder of your sentence in prison rather than in the community or wait for another parole review. What kind of things will influence the parole board's recommendation about my release? The safety of the public is top of the parole board's priorities. The board advises the minister of your progress to date. The main factors taken into account are the kind of offence and the seriousness of it, the sentence you're serving and any recommendations made by the judge, how much of the sentence is served at the time of the review, the level of threat you pose to the safety of the public when you're released, the level of risk of further offences being committed while you're on temporary release, the official name for parole, the risk of you failing to return to custody from any period of temporary release, your conduct while in prison, and how much you have used the therapeutic services available, such as counselling or courses related to the offence committed, and how likely it is that temporary release would improve your prospects when you go back into your community. The final decision on the recommendations of the parole board is made by the Minister for Justice, who can accept or reject them. The Minister usually, but not always, accepts the recommendations of the parole board. If I am granted parole, will I be supervised in the community? You will be supervised by the probation service. If you are released on parole from a life sentence and commit a further offence, you will be arrested again, put back in prison and have to go through the whole process again before the parole board. Are there any offences which are not covered by the parole process? Yes, you will not be covered by the parole process if you are serving a sentence for certain offences, such as the murder or attempted murder of a Garda or a member of the prison service in the course of their duty, of the head of a foreign state or a diplomat for political purposes, or in the course of supporting the activities of an unlawful organisation. Preparing for release. How can I prepare for going back into the community? If you are to be supervised by the probation service when you have been released, probation officers working in your prison can help you to prepare for life after release. They can give you information and put you in contact with social services, hostels, training and treatment programmes, individual and groups, outside the prison. They can also give you guidance as to how to manage your behaviour, lifestyle and personal affairs to reduce the risk of you re-offending. Probation officers can also help you keep in contact with your family and community during your time in prison. They should work under the Governor's direction to make sure that sentence management plans are made and carried out and that they include plans for easing you back into society. If you are not going to be supervised by the probation service after your release and probation officers in the prison can't help, you can speak to a chaplain or other prison services who may be able to help you prepare for your release. What happens if I don't have anywhere to go when I get out? If you don't have a place to go when you are released from prison, or you don't have a family member or friend who can put you up, talk to the probation officer or a chaplain at the prison who might be able to help you or to put you in contact with hostel accommodation. The Homeless Persons Unit of the Health Service Executive offers a community welfare service to 10 prisons. This service, delivered by the Probation Service and the Irish Prison Service, makes sure that prisoners at risk of homelessness on release have direct access to accommodation and income support. If you live far from the prison, you will be given a travel voucher by the General Office.